It's here.
Hello?
Have you checked the children? Children.
They're all pods, all of them.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Here's Gingy.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you. Gentlemen, I am Pain.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face. The blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
You think that when you die, you go to heaven. You come to us.
If he can't take a joke, he stinks.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here. Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am the man with the hat and the plan. I am Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd Loya and Pugs Dread. Gentlemen, how goes your evenings?
Peachy.
Chilling, nothing burning over by me, so I'm good.
Thankfully,
you're good.
I haven't been on Twitter in a bit, so who knows?
Oh, getting roasted over there. Fuck.
I'm just picturing like a protester like breaking in, and Todd's doing the old Ted Levine, like just goodbye.
They turn right around. Oh my god, that's fucking brilliant.
I don't need a TV that bad.
You can come in.
I'm cool. Just giving them a... There you go. You just perfected it. Just perfect. That's how you neutralize it. You just like grease yourself up and just...
Hey, you know, Dan speaks out of experience because he's the only one who has a basement.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
You do, though.
I do, yeah. No, I do. My man cave. So you start, I was going to say shit, like...
yes, there is shit.
Oh, no. The big bad protester is going to take my TV. And it's just like sitting there like rubbing your nipples. I can't do it while you're masturbating.
Take it more.
Put it down and like leave.
You know what? All I imagine is Dan like fucking Buffalo Bill mixed with Greasy Strangler, and we need to talk about Kevin when he gets caught jerking it. Yo, we gotta leave, motherfucker, crazy.
Like, are you gonna stop? <It's just> like, there's a really funny masturbation scene in Preacher that you haven't seen it.
I'm gonna say a story that you had. I'm like, I don't think this is the place for that, Dan.
No, it's actually funny. It's during this guy's got this one character in like a chokehold, and then all of a sudden he like spits in his hand, and he just starts like, it's like, what the fuck? And then he like kills the dude. It's pretty funny. You guys got to get on Preacher.
Right. No, I just want to see that scene.
Yeah.
I zoned out. You going to put anything over today, Dan? Are we even recording? I already forgot.
We are recording. We got sidetracked by masturbation. It's like, what happens?
You know? Masturbation story. Invasion, by the way.
Story of Dan's life.
For more of this bullshit, you can support us at patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures for exclusive and uncensored content. Yes, it gets worse. And we appreciate it. It all starts at just a dollar. So you really help us. And on YouTube, if you're watching us, our beautiful faces, you got to make sure you like and subscribe, because that makes us more visible on YouTube, because we're new. We've been around,
and
you know.
Before. Share, please.
Yes.
And share. Yes.
If you do, please. We'll start airing the episodes like this, and then you'll just have to hear the hat.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up. That's really fucked up. So
what happens when I control the board?
Oh, there you go. It's all good. It's all good. So, where were we? Masturbation segue. Do you think, can you imagine, like, if you could actually take, if there were a survey that they could actually get a clear answer to this, how much fucking seed do you think has been spilled in 2020 in comparison to 2019 just because of
quarantine?
Like, literally, wouldn't it? It's got to be like, would you say, I'd say like 10 times more.
You know, they haven't really talked about it, but apparently people were rationing condoms. The news wasn't talking about it.
There's probably a lot. Well, I mean, of course, if you're married
Dan was talking about solo activity.
I just thought that was an interesting fact.
I'd say overall, however it happens.
He's quadrupled his normal daily amount.
Hey, I ain't going to fucking lie, dude.
Let's see those condoms, Dan.
You see the blood?
I got nubs.
Do the blisters come off, you know? Like, yeah, man. It's like
I'm surprised he was able to bring both of his hands up right now during the show.
This dude, at this point, I could like,
who
be
needs
like
the
a
fucking gym.
Just yeah, I can like outpose like Ryback in another couple months, just like yeah.
You got one Scott Steiner arm, and that's it.
Your pecs are garbage. Just like, that was actually a pretty good Strowman, I think. But anyways.
Speaking of weird goo, extraordinary. What's that with it?
Extraordinary. So, Extraordinary is a brand new film.
What are you doing, Dan?
I was just going to mention the directors before you went into your synopsis.
I think you meant, what are you doing there standing behind?
Yeah.
Your hood's a little unpointed, sir. You should get that fixed. Yeah.
What's wrong?
Your hood, yeah. Your hood's a little brown, too. Should be white.
What are we talking about?
Your hood.
I don't know what the fuck a hood is.
Okay.
What do your people call your ghost sheet when you go out on and burn crosses and shit like that?
You're talking the cover art right now? Not anymore. What the fuck? I don't know what's going on.
I'm just going to read the synopsis. I'm not trying to explain that.
Really? Well, I get the KKK joke you were making, but I don't know. I don't get where it came from.
What do you mean? That's not what I was talking about at all.
You said a hood, and you pointed to the cover art, so I assumed like that was supposed to be like.
Dan, your racism will not stand here. Todd, please read this.
Fucked up. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, let me talk, shithead. Rose. All right. Rose, a mostly sweet and lonely small-town driving instructor, must use her supernatural talents to save the daughter of Martin, also mostly sweet and lonely, from a washed-up rock star who is using her in a satanic pact to reignite his fame.
La, 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 la.
So, there we go.
There we go. There we go. Extraordinary. And they explain why it's not, you know, properly the title in the movie. All right. So, I just want to say first, I know you hate it when I do this, Todd, but
you can do it anyway.
I can mute you and hide you.
Well,
now we don't have to do it. Now we're all out of order. Worth it.
Mayor Higgins, who plays Rose, is like the very definition of a weird boner. I don't know why.
Thought you were going to start with a negative. That's a semi-positive.
It's a semi-positive.
Unnecessary, but sure.
And it doesn't take much to get your little Willy excited. All of your boners are weird. The fact that you have the boner makes it weird.
God's been like hacking my webcam or something. So how would you know?
Oh, God.
Chinese Todd. All right, Bugs, I will
tell the children.
And then he gets he's like upset by the Klan reference.
I didn't get the joke. I'm trying to figure out what's my hood. That's what I assumed you meant.
But you didn't act like it.
I know.
That's all right. Your secret's safe with us, Dan. We know.
I heard your vagina. Is that better?
Fucking God. All right. What did you think of Extraordinary Pugs? I've got more to say other than just the weird boner, but I'll tag you in first. What'd you think?
Well, I liked it. I think there's major room for improvements. But your weird boner lady is adorable. Like, I want to hang out with her. I want to have some tea and crumpets and just talk ghost stories. I fucking loved the rocker in the story. That I thought that was fucking hysterical. The driving scene, or the lack of the driving scene, had me rolling. I do think tonally it's a little weird because sometimes it gets a little too serious and sometimes it's not. I think this might have been a better like miniseries and actually had they had told more of it. Because when they have to go out collecting the stuff that they have to get, I think that could have been like each episode or two an episode. But yeah, I had a really good time. Very, very funny. Not really scary, though, I gotta say. But yeah, I liked it.
What'd you think, Todd?
I'm with Pugs on this. It was uneven, but and I loved the lead. But I like the miniseries idea, actually, let's just say that. Because it feels like we're building up to something, and it's all like, especially with him going and visiting. When they're trying to get the ectoplasm, that feels like each one could have been a stretch out. Yeah, pretty much. Overall, I did enjoy it, though, and would definitely say it's worth a watch.
This one, it really does have a very distinct sense of humor, which I liked. It's a very kind of eccentric film. It's I don't think they were ever going for scares, per se. Mayor Higgins' Rose, I thought, was excellent. Will Forte, of course, I know Todd and I are big Last Man on Earth fans. I really enjoyed him as Christian. The humor, when it hits, I mean, it definitely made me laugh quite a few times. And that's how you should go into this, because it's definitely, like I said, different. I like the whole angle with Rose's father. And I felt like this could have almost have been the start of an actual series. If they could like capture that same tone, I could see something like this being a cult hit, much like a Pushing Daisies was. Good short-lived show if you haven't seen it. It does have some gore, though, that caught me off guard a couple times. You know, it's not a bloodbath, but I like the idea of the different objects being possessed. The crying deer head, I thought that was pretty funny.
I wanted Seven Up.
I don't like Seven Up. I'm not a Seven Up guy. I don't know.
No, I do.
Not really.
But I mean, I can like pretty much every fucking soda, so I'm not really hard to please.
My favorite line was only the Astaroff, only the tip went in. This is definitely going to appeal to those of you that like Buffy. I mean, it's not the exact tone, but there's moments of kind of Joss Whedon-esque humor. I thought it was really, really clever. You know, it's can't think of anything off the top of my head that has the exact tone that this this movie has. And it's also, in its own way, kind of sweet. It's not a, you know, it's not like a toilet humor kind of comedy. It's clever. It really relies just kind of on the characters. A lot of awkward facial expressions and what have you. I love Will Forte. He kind of feels like he's essentially Will Forte in everything, but that's not a bad thing in this case. I really, really dug it. I did. This is one I will pick up. Yeah, it's just one of those movies. It'll either click with you or it won't. I can't even. It worked for me. I will say that. So yeah, I really dug it a lot.
Yeah.
What do you gentlemen rate this one?
Todd, you want to go first or shall I?
I'm thinking. I'm between a 3.5 and a 4, but I'm going to go with my gut and go a 3.5.
We are on the same page, sir. 3.5, just because of the unbalance that you mentioned, and something's off. It either needed to be a little shorter or way longer to get to know these people. So, yeah, 3.5. But I highly recommend checking it out because if you love quirkiness and horror to a degree, this is for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little higher. I am actually going to give it a 4. I think it's a very clever and different movie. Like I always say, there's something to be said if you look at something and it's like, oh, well, I haven't seen this like 100 times, you know, and especially in quarantine.
This is the tone I expected for The Dead Won't Die. The Dead Don't Die. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
There you go.
Which, that one.
My recommendation comes with you have with a if I was just rating by scene, that fucking driving scene is a 5. Like that had me fucking dying. Yeah, that part's fucking excellent. So
yeah, and it brings it actually a pretty action-packed finale also, and it's
the last line of the movie got me pretty good too.
Yeah, no, I do hope people check this one out. I can't, like I said again, some may watch it and the humor may not click in the same way, but I was like, wow, this is totally different than anything I've watched recently, and that's certainly a good thing. All right, so moving on.
So now, well, we've decided this month for June, since it is the beginning of summer, we're going to do a series of summer shows. So focusing on, we don't really have a full show today, but we will talk about a favorite that is available on video on demand, VOD, 1987 Summer School. But before we jump right into that, we're just going to kind of talk about some summer horror. I know we're already planning a Jaws show.
Yep.
We've talked about Piranha, and we've also talked about doing one, which will, I think it'll just be summer horror themed, that we can each pick one. Like, oh, okay, this is a summer horror movie I like and want to talk about. Doesn't necessarily have to be on the beach. We're also going to have a bonus review on that one, but that's a whole nother thing.
I have one question. Is Piranha, you know what? Never mind. I want to do the Piranha remake, but I think it's spring. But it's summer feely.
God damn it.
Right?
Well, this is the same problem we have with Nightmare Beach.
Warm weather.
Like if a chick's in a bikini, we're watching
there
it.
There you go.
World made shit. We could have done Nightmare Beach.
Summer's out, tits out. Well, I don't know. But I do want to talk to you guys about the Piranha remake.
Joe Spinell is on the beach.
So that's the only reason I said I want to do Piranha, because I want to do I want to watch them in 3D on the big screen. So
cool.
Fuck yeah. But I don't know. So yeah, think of one for the one show where we all get to pick one. I already kind of have one. Dan picked one that we've actually, I think, already reviewed.
Well, I haven't picked for sure yet, in fairness.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying. No, not like Dan. Just damn. I was like, well, think about it. So it doesn't have to be beach or do we think this one should also be beach related?
I will look for summer, but if all else fails, I'll go with something like a beach or something vacation.
Yeah.
Heat vacation. Oh, okay. I think I have one. We'll see.
All right. Well, we'll talk after. All right. So on that note, so hopefully something different, you know, quarantine, we got less new stuff coming out. It's kind of like a slow time of the year for horror. And I don't know, summer.
Are we going to do like the low hanging fruit and just review some of the Purge movies?
No.
Good. The wrong message has been sent out.
But all right, well, let's just jump into one, which this one wouldn't really fit in many of the other theme shows. Apparently this is horror comedy tonight. Well, this isn't even a horror comedy. This is
It has chainsaw.
It's a comedy with horror elements. It's a comedy with horror elements. It's a comedy with horror fans.
It has Arcane in it. Yeah.
And I've always said it was in the very first issue of Fangoria I ever bought. There was a giant article on it. So if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for us. And for the record, and I told Dan this the other day, my first episode of Fangoria that I owned was the one with the Lost Boys on the cover, and covered that and this. So it was a good first issue.
Yeah, that's a good introduction.
Okay. Well, here, let me just read the synopsis real quick before we start talking about it. High school coach Freddie Shoup has plans. Summer in Hawaii, but the vice principal has plans for Freddie too. Teaching remedial English. Aloha Paradise. Hello Summer School. Comedy about a laid-back teacher who has as much to learn about his class of likable misfits. Together they survive goof-ups and good times on the road to academic success. And the self-respect that goes with it. Earn straight A's in laughter. Take summer school. I was kind of jumbled there, but hopefully that made sense.
That works. So, Todd, this is your film. What did you think of summer school?
Technically, I think Pugs is the one who ended up picking it. Because he's like, oh, I want to do that. So, but yes, I did suggest this one. I don't know. You know what? Actually, Dan, I want you to go first. I've never heard your opinion. And you always...
Oh, sure. So this one, I hadn't watched in a very long time. I even forgot about some of the horror references, which there are. I can see, Texas Chainsaw Massacre and requesting that is, a screening in the classroom. So I remembered probably why Todd loves it so much. There is some gore here. There's sort of some pranks that do involve some pretty heavy gore, technically, although tongue in cheek, of course. But they actually name dropped Rick Baker, which I totally forgot about, which I thought was pretty cool too.
Yeah.
This movie is dated. Now, I will say that that's not certainly on this show. That's not a bad thing most of the time, but there were moments in this. It is, let's just say, yeah, like high school kids have changed quite a bit. And I don't know, there was something off about it at times but where it was really dating itself. Maybe to a certain degree. I have some issues because this is a PG-13 film, so it's not a sex comedy, which we've of course covered a lot of lately.
So Dan always has to go in. It can't just be a comedy.
It's cute.
I'm mad at that Chris Galley's tits.
Dude,
they were poking out pretty hard, dude. Like I
would sign.
Hey Dan, just review the film that was. Don't go in your own fucking.
I would sign a $1 billion deal with Xenu.
Just move on.
To Stoop Christy Alley. There, I got it out of my system. Billion years, and it's worth every bit of it. Holy shit. I still like BBW Christy Alley, too. She's hot. But anyways.
So you're saying there's something wrong with fat people?
I didn't. I said BBW.
You kind of did. You're like, I even shit. Banged a fat one.
I didn't say that, goddammit.
Fat lives matter too, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I would go in Veronica's closet to eat Veronica's box. She is hot. That's an obscure sitcom reference. I did. It's cute. It's fun. Not my favorite. I mean, I can kind of see why I've waited this long to watch it again. But, you've got Dean Cameron in there, who, of course, was in a lot of these films at the time. A lot of familiar faces. Shawnee Smith, I believe she shot this right before The Blob. One Big Hole Pugs.
I'd be with one, yeah.
You'd fuck her in. You'd fuck her in the Saw 2 needle pile. I get the take.
Yeah.
You'd even be on the bottom for that.
Well, she's pregnant. Fuck yeah. Oh my god, she was pregnant filming that movie, Saw 2, and she was pregnant in this fucking movie.
Oh yeah.
Crazy.
There you go.
You're not going to mention anyone else that you know from other stuff?
Is there
some Star Trek loser in there?
Thank God.
Kirstie Alley.
God.
Fucker.
But you know, that was before it was like Next Generation and all that nonsense. So I'll allow that.
I actually think there's probably a few others here that probably did a Star Trek character.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't mention Kelly Jo Minor? How do you say
that? Oh, yes. Holy shit. She is hot.
Look what you did, Todd.
I forget his name. The guy who was the one who kept falling asleep.
Oh, the male stripper?
Yes. I want to see him in April Fool's. He was in something, a Paramount slasher.
Did you catch the Victor Salva cameo at the club?
What?
Too old.
Oh.
I was just looking at it. Although, wouldn't that be fucking funny if you discovered it? It's like, there he is.
Well, you saw how interested I got, right? That's terrible. No fucking way.
Oh, my God. You know, the guy's name is Ken Oland. O-L-A-N-D.
Oland.
Yeah. He's in Star Trek The Next Generation.
Fuck.
Right.
Ken Olent was also in Leprechaun.
Okay. Yeah. I got to revisit that because I don't remember him at all. Well, either way, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it was Ken Olent, O-L-A-N-D-T.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Yeah,
yeah,
He was actually with Jennifer Aniston in real life at that time. Yeah.
You know, I got a side story with that. Well, you know, fuck it. Have you guys heard that she has a smelly vagina?
Jennifer Aniston? I've heard that about Britney Spears.
I've heard Lana Quigley's butthole tastes like pennies. So
what?
Iron. She probably got hemorrhoids.
I'm not going to tell you who I heard it from on air.
God, off air.
I just said I'm not going to tell you who I heard it from on air.
Tell me in the chat.
You know who it is if you think about it. I don't talk. All right.
Her butthole tastes like pennies?
Yes, but go ahead.
So I have heard from a source that she has a... Her pH balance is out of whack. So, and I think that's so sad to be so pretty. And well, you have one flaw and yeah, it's a weird way to find out. So, but I still would.
You just like close pin it and it's like,
I got a shitty gag reflex, but I'll man up. But summer school, my introduction to it. I came late.
I want to hear more
about the smelly vagina.
Dance favorite.
That makes sense. Anyway, so I came into it late. Actually, you can't read. It was actually mentioned to me by my friend who's Wednesday 13, the guy in the band and the bands around him. We were talking, and I always heard of the movie, and I just never. It's one of those that escapes you when you're, you know. I'm like, oh, horror fans like that. I should check that out. I just never fucking did. I was like, it says summer school. How gay can it be? And then he recommended it to me, and he lent me the DVD. I was like, all right, I'll check it out. I fucked up. I should have been watching this since high school or middle school. I can't. Yeah, I love this movie. It's a good goddamn time.
Yeah.
My favorite, I think I might be alone in this, is when the teacher finally becomes a fucking asshole. And then they're like, oh, shit, we fucked up. I love that. It's like, you're realization. But yeah, if I don't talk about Chainsaw, that I love that guy. I would have been his friend in high school. We would have hung out. I don't think I'd be as stupid as those guys, but we would have hung out.
Yeah. Yeah, when he called him Francis, he knew he fucked up. But yeah, I'm with you. I've grown up on this one since I can remember, since it came out. I did not see it theatrically. I did see it because I think Fango turned me on to it, and then I saw it when it hit home video. But yeah, I've always liked this one. It's a good summer film. It's a good, me and the kid watched it the first year he got summer school. I told him, it's not going to be like this, unfortunately.
Right. It's like, summer school's fucking awesome.
Oh, and they also, and I was like, yes, you're not going to go to Knott's Berry Farm either, which is the amusement park they go to in the movie. And the ride they go on used to be the Corkscrew, which was my favorite roller coaster and my first roller coaster. And it was right before it got replaced with Boomerang, which still stands today. So, interesting side note for me.
Yeah. So when they wrote it, did you get flashbacks?
I don't think I ever wrote it after. I think it was gone pretty quick after.
No, one and done. Hit it and quit it, just like Todd.
But it took me a long time to go on Boomerang at a protest.
Yeah, right. Fuck this shit. That happened with me and the fucking Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. And when they switched to the Guardians of the Galaxy, I'm like, I fucking love that shit too. But I'm like, fuck you guys. It's Twilight Zone. This isn't Twilight Zone. This is bullshit. And then when I got off, I'm like, fuck, that's pretty badass.
I didn't even consider it. It wasn't even an option. Would ever go on the rocket rides at Disneyland because that took away my precious people mover.
Oh, all right.
I was still not happy about that. You know, honestly, that's one thing about amusement parks, Disneyland especially, is it's like, even though that one isn't really a dark ride, but there's like no real dark rides anymore. It's all like, let's build a roller coaster and stuff. I like dark rides. I always have.
I like OG dark rides. Yeah.
I mean, the last one Disneyland did would probably have been, well, at least in the Southern California parks, would probably be Little Mermaid when they added that in California.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
look, like that sounds right.
I do too. So, anyway,
yeah, I
amusement park sidetrack.
Although that could be done. We could talk amusement parks. Yeah, I oh man, I wish I was around like decades earlier to really enjoy dark rides back in the day. I don't even think they're on the Jersey boardwalk.
Well, those
were well, no, I think there still are. So,
have you been to any of them at the carnivals? That's how they used to be. And they're, I mean, maybe if you went on them when you were a kid, I remember the thing with those. And I remember being a kid and going to the carnival or the fair or whatever. The outside was the intimidating thing. Like all the way it was painted up and looked. Then you got on and you're like, I'm scared of this. Although I think the first time I went, I was really little and it did scare me.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
I love Mr. Toad. Fucking Disney bastards removing that ride.
You can go on that shit as soon as Disneyland opens.
It's open, yeah. I mean, it's there.
Yeah. They got rid of it at the other park.
Oh
yeah, because it's that's fucking stupid. It's history, and you got to replace Mr. Toad.
That is not
fucking history.
History is here. That is not history. Walt had nothing to do with that.
It doesn't matter. Mr. Toad's was a staple,
it's history, and it's still around.
Yeah, it still should be around everywhere. But yeah, and fuck also, Disney.
Yeah, since we're going on the Disney thing, the only park that has Matterhorn is Disneyland.
That's true. I will say though, dude, Disney World is 1,000 times better.
Some of the stuff in other parks, but if you compare Disneyland rides to Disney World rides, like just the ones that are like doubled, to me it's not even a competition.
I don't know. I've been to both, and
the only one I remember liking better was Splash Mountain, and that was only because of the seating.
Do they strap you in that one? I don't fuck with rides. I don't get strapped in anymore. I was gripping that I was gripping that log like damn when you discovered yourself. I was like, ah! You gotta strap me in, man.
I'm throwing off my game because now I'm just hoping that it was Courtney Cox that told you that about Jennifer Aniston. But, you know. No answer. I'm trying to figure it out. Back to summer school. I enjoyed it. I mean, I can see it being it didn't mean as much to me as a kid, so I don't think I have the same nostalgia pop for it that you guys do, but I certainly saw it more than once. I remember my older brother actually really loved this movie, and I remember him telling me about seeing it in theaters. I think I saw it and I was like, where's the boobs? There's no boobs. But
you know, they make movies without boobs, Dan. You know, I don't know why you expected to have boobs.
Well, I didn't expect it was PG-13.
You did.
But back then, you might still. Yeah, I did. I kind of wanted it. But
he's still mad there's no boobs in Little Mermaid. Full circle, bitch.
I'm mad. Ariel was just Jessica Rabbit before she developed, and I love both of them.
You want to see the areola?
Yeah, I do.
Now I can never go on the Little Mermaid ride with pugs. It'll be weird.
I've been kicked off. I didn't know these inanimate objects can hashtag. So.
I Summer feel school. Like now
if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. You should fucking it should be a mandatory watch for horror fans.
It's only, I mean, if you want to pick it up on Vudu, it's like $10. You can rent it for $3. Check it out. I'm sure it'll be
a rate it.
I'm a 5. I'm not even a beat around the bush. I love this movie.
I will go 5.
Well, for the horror references, I'm going to be generous and give this one a 3.5. It is worth checking out. It's a bit dated, but that's not always a bad thing. So, 3.5.
Dude, when homeboy is eating his fucking taffy and watching Texas Chainsaw for the first time, I like that.
Yeah. Seeing those faces.
So good. Might have been funnier if it were a maniac, though. Just in class. I'm kind of excited for a Maniac song now, I'll be honest.
Yes, I am too. Scalping all the whores, that's going to be gold.
Oh, man, you would get in so much trouble now. So what?
It's like lost. He doesn't know what. He doesn't know where to go.
I'm trying to figure out who said Jennifer Aniston pussy was smelly. So I just, what can I say?
That's what's holding you up.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you, it was Warwick.
I mean, yeah,
he was at the right height. Gabby now did.
Oh man, did he make like a rhyme about it?
You should hear what Ed Gale said about Leah Thompson.
Well, he didn't like that shit to begin with, so you can't trust him. This is gross. Oh, really?
Smells like Marty.
Smells like a butthole.
Shut up, shish kebab.
Oh, man. Now I'm lost. That
I do love the, like, if Warwick David came out and it's fucking tell all. It's like, you know, the hardest part of Leprechaun was the aroma.
Oh man, it about knocked me out. You remember the pogo scene? I got a whiff of her and I just I just fucking like impaled like that poor guy.
Fragrance is heinous.
And remember, send your movies to us to review too. So
it smells like an anus. I don't think I'd care much either. I think I'd just go for it anyways.
I would.
Did you talk to Vince Vaughn?
No. I've met Vince Vaughn. I could have asked him.
Hey, what's that poontang smell like, Vince? He's tall, though, so he's not like, you know.
He'd have not like Warwick.
Well, if he's still, it's chow down time. Unless he's not, unless he's like DJ Kelly and he doesn't do that shit. Because he's a king.
Yeah. Come on, we should want to do.
Don't pressure imagine, people, Dan.
Can you imagine? She hooks up with Warwick Davis and he just kind of stops and she looks down and he's like fucking dead.
Dan and his little people hate. Shows its ugly head again.
I don't have little people hate. You do for that comment.
You told him, Dan. Right on.
Dan and his racist ass hates little people too. Fat people.
I am a fat person. Thank you.
Self-hater.
No, it's just
no.
Just
like,
because I make one King like, Kong Bundy reference.
You're like the Dans on the internet who are like, ew, look, Alexa Bliss gained 2 pounds for when she was gone. She's fat now. That's all I hear from you, Dan.
Well, bring that fat ass here.
Oh, that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
I guess I can get rid of that picture. And I haven't even talked about how unsafe Nia Jax is proving to be. So,
oh man, she's killing it. Big Van Nia.
I want to see her wear the fucking mask. That'd be fucking cool. She'd win me over.
She comes out like just doing his pose.
Dude, the Mastodonna.
Gold.
He just heard Masta and he was in it.
That fucked up. You can't. Oh man, I wish Harley Race were still around. Just bringing her out.
So was it even better than Bug said it?
No.
I'm like picturing this right fucking now. She needs. I don't know who are.
Oh,
that's fucked up. I didn't notice that. They need to have. Oh, who's her Sting?
Hey, Dan, this is Flesh Wound Horror, so why don't you save that for Squared Circle Society?
I will save it. You can also see Squared Circle Society at Flesh Wound Features here on YouTube. So check that out.
On Blog Talk, Spotify.
Yes.
Stalk us on all social media. Before we wrap this up, have you gentlemen had a chance to check out At the Drive-In with Joe Bob Briggs? This week.
I have not, but you did have some interesting information.
So the latest episode, they have two versions. The movie they decided to show, and he even introduced it, like, you guys knew we were going to do this one day. Cannibal Holocaust. And the crowd goes wild. Now, we're all seasoned veterans of the horror game here. We know Cannibal Holocaust has its lovers and haters because of animal cruelty. So, Shudder finally did what I think most of us here wanted them to do from the beginning. They have one version of Cannibal Holocaust in all its glory with Joe Braub breaking in like he normally does. And then they have a animal cruelty-free, Cannibal Holocaust-free version to watch. I think it's just called Joe Watches Cannibal, Joe's Cuts in Cannibal Holocaust, some shit like that, where it's just an hour of Joe Bob talking about Cannibal Holocaust, and it even gives you the time cuts, like 23 minutes, 15 seconds. This is where Joe would cut in and give what he talks about. I think that's brilliant. I would love for them to do that for every fucking movie. I've already seen these movies, but just give me the option. Sometimes I watch the whole thing. Sometimes I just want to watch Joe Bob Briggs. I'll be honest. A few times, I fast forward I watch later to fast forward just to watch Joe Bob Briggs. Yeah. And this makes my life a whole lot easier. And I'm paying for Shudder anyway, so I like the option.
Did you mention the animal cruelty free? Do they have a second option with that, or just the two options?
No, just the two options. Animal cruelty free is like you don't even see the fucking movie. Yeah. It's no movie. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Would you say Jennifer Aniston's pussy smells like that this dead turtle? That dead turtle after about a week. That's probably about.
Dan, this is not After Dark. Take it down a notch.
He did relate it to the movie. I'm impressed with that.
I related it to the movie. But it came to me like right
when Dan gets us kicked off YouTube, you know why I'm pissed. Fair
enough. But I'm gonna say
that was just a pussy joke.
Are you guys gonna check when given the option, would you guys just check out which one would you check out first? The one with the movie or the one without?
Without, absolutely. Unless it was something I was like, okay, I actually kinda wanna watch it. But a lot of the stuff I've seen so many times, it's like, oh, I just kinda wanna it's more an easier use of my time to give it an hour than have to spend like two and a half, three.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope they keep doing that. Cause sometimes you just want to see Joe Bob do his shtick, but sometimes I'll put it on in the background anyways, like when not really looking to watch the movie, but then just, come back when Joe Bob's doing his thing. So I do look forward to that. The Blood Sucking Freaks one was really good. So
See, that was one I had just watched, but I would have totally just watched the cuts
if they would have had that option at the time. Fuck yeah. I hope this I gotta actually tweet them on Twitter. It's like, hey, this was a good idea, stick with it.
Yeah,
please.
You know what they should do? Grindhouse Releasing, I assume, still has Cannibal Holocaust. Do an exclusive like turtle slipcover and give a portion of the proceeds to like a Save the Turtles foundation.
Boom. You actually went somewhere nice with it. Good call. I thought this was going somewhere fucking dark.
Why do you assume the worst of me all the time?
Dan, how long have I known you? It's a safe bet. But I do like your just take it out of the shell.
then you have this issue. I mean, your kid wants to watch Ninja Turtles, sees that one.
You're gonna learn today.
What are they doing to Raphael?
April O'Neil, what is happening?
They shoved a pike up her butt.
That's Donatello's staff.
Come on, get it right. Oh, fuck. Oh, we need to do like a mashup now. I don't know.
Actually, that would be a cool shirt. Shredder's holding the camera.
Yeah.
Coming soon to Flesh Wound Features.
We gotta get some graphic artists on that one.
I got a guy.
We'll talk.
Book it. Just make sure it's somebody with no soul and we're good. They'll gel perfectly with us.
I'll tell you right now, it is Ed from The Horrified. He makes shirts, gets contacted to commission shirts all the time. We even get a discount.
Didn't he do the Goddess of Gore one?
Which one?
The Goddess of Gore one?
Yes, he did. And one of the Crimson Cups one. He did two.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
You know, I just, since we were talking about like Aniston, can you imagine Joe Spinell guesting on Friends?
Can we just like wrap this?
It's not that bad. Joe Spinell on Friends. I'm not saying anything. Joe Spinell on Friends.
I know you're not, because now I've muted him. God damn it. Hey, Dan.
Come on.
All right.
It would be awesome.
Sure. He was talking to himself the whole time at the coffee shop. Wherever are these Spanish Americans?
He kills Ross's duck.
I thought he had a monkey. I don't know. I've never. I hate monkey. Friends. So
the duck was Joey. Chandler and Joey's. You hate Friends? Oh my god! Why? It's awesome.
No, I never got it. It's
no, not one darkie in the show. Oh, and I take that back. Ross played in the mud for a little bit. Whatever.
Pugs is black, and that's why he's making that joke.
So. And my life matters.
It does.
Not like Dan's does.
Fuck you, Tom.
They were coming for you last night. They heard about what you were saying.
That funny games fucking message.
You would have felt fucking bad if you got the news today.
But
that
you know what?
Like, we'll never know now.
I thought that before he sent it, but I was like, either he's going to see it or think it's funny, or he's never going to see it, so it's worth the 50-50.
How nervous would you have been if, like, I just didn't read that and just disappeared for like 24 hours?
I did it like when I knew you were still asleep, so it took a while for you to respond.
Even I was gonna say, that actually got me. I'm like, oh shit, are his eggs okay?
No, they caught both of them today. Well, they caught the second one today. They got the other one.
Them,
the murderers. They killed a fucking. They killed somebody in January. So it was like, oh shit!
See, Dan's already convicted them.
Well, it was a shootout.
Innocent until proven guilty, but
yeah. Well, sure, but it was a shootout where you know they've seen the guy.
That's fine. Yeah, I'm with you, Dan. Hang him.
Dan had his rope ready last night.
That's fucked up. No, it led to me.
Did you not have your shit in the house?
Oh yeah, did that happen?
You know, Quark was very good. He did not. But I finally had to give up because I was like, fuck. I mean, this is so fucking close. I'm not gonna go outside and you know, get because they were armed too. So you know,
so you just let your dogs go out there by themselves, you piece of shit.
No, I kept them in. They all Quark was good.
I clean up my dog shit all the time. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. No, I knew. I thought it was coming because he was a little paw. He was like scratching the door. And I'm like, nope, we're not going out. So I was like, all right. No shit this morning. So he's good.
Yeah, right on. Good dog.
All right. So on that note, we will see you guys back here shortly. And gentlemen, you have an awesome evening. Stay safe, everyone.
Be safe. Seriously.
Absolutely.
Peace out.
Adios.